It's not just Flint that has a problem with its water pipes, it's Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. Flint is looking at rebuilding its water infrastructure after it was badly damaged from corrosive Flint River water. A recent report warns that systems all over Michigan are in need of investment. But as Will Greenberg reports, state investment is probably a ways off.
The Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association says Michigan's drinking water infrastructure is underfunded by as much as $500 million. Not only that, but many cities don't keep good records of their pipes. Representative Jeff Irwin is on a legislative committee that heard from the group. He says the first goal is to get immediate aid to Flint.
After we get those things in order, I think then we need to move on to the longer-term question of how do we come up with the resources necessary to fix and maintain our water infrastructure.
Irwin says he hopes to address these statewide infrastructure issues in the fall, but other committee members say it won't happen this year. I'm Will Greenberg.
A lot of us in Michigan are passionate about going up north. But where exactly is up north, and why do we love going there? Kyle Norris took a crack at these questions back in 2012, and with vacation season just around the corner, we thought we'd share this report again with you.
The definition of up north is incredibly personal. It has to do with where you're from and where you're headed. But there seems to be a general consensus of where it begins, at least for people in the Lower Peninsula.
In Michigan, I think the north begins right about halfway across the Mitten, or you can be a little more exact and say Highway 10, somewhere between Clare and Ludington.
That's nature writer Keith Taylor. He says the world around you begins to quickly change once you cross that line.
You suddenly start seeing white pines and white birches, so the trees change.
Taylor says people have always craved a landscape that's different than the hustle and the bustle of their everyday lives. For people who lived in Detroit in the 1920s and 30s, going up north actually meant traveling one county over. These days, up north usually means spending at least a few hours in the car. Taylor says we're lucky that here in Michigan, we have lots of places nearby.
It's the interesting thing about our state. We have those major industries to the south employing all those people, and we're so close to the edge of the wilderness.
Denise and David Frick have a little cottage up near Kalkaska. They say they love going up north because of the beauty and the peacefulness.
Even when you're up there, the air is even cleaner. You can feel the difference as soon as you arrive. Of course, it's a vacation property, so there's no mail up there. There's no work. There's no desk. You go up there to relax.
Yeah, we have a TV up there that gets like 2.5 stations. With rabbit ears.
When the Fricks get ready to go up north from their home in Ann Arbor, it's a pretty low-key affair.
We can look in the cooler right now.
Yeah, okay. I want to know what's in the cooler. So it doesn't have to necessarily be cold to go in the cooler.
No.
Okay.
The cooler contains black pepper, which we ran out of, Hershey bars for making s'mores, some belts for a drill press, and an extension cord.
The Fricks say their idea of a good time up north is just sitting around and watching the lake. And writer Keith Taylor says being outside is another appealing aspect.
One could be confronted by things that appear just a little bit more wild, a little bit around the edge. You could get lost in the woods, although probably not forever. You might run into a bear, and that would change things. That would add you a little bit of excitement without really, really threatening your life.
The whole idea of going up north is not unique to Michigan or even to America, but we've got the Great Lakes. And as Keith Taylor says, there's nothing like all that fresh water anywhere in the world. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.